All right, can everyone hear me? Well, they do say yes. Well, thank you so much for coming. I know this is the last talk of this day, or like at least within this dev room. So I imagine some of you may be quite tired. So just to get our spirits up for the last time today, can we get a big yay from the audience? There we go. That's what we're looking for. Well, with this said, there might be a small surprise for some of you who might have expected a slightly different title, but today we're here to talk about Fluorite, the console-grade game engine in Flutter. I'm here on behalf of Toyota Connected presenting this talk. My name is Jamie Kerber. I'm the consulting senior engineer at Very Good Ventures and the lead engineer on the Fluorite project. This talk has been prepared in coordination with Joel Winarska, the Principal Engineer 3 at Toyota Connected North America and the lead and founder of the Fluorite project. He's very sad he couldn't be here with us today, so he asked me to share a short video message for you all.
Hello. Welcome, and thank you for attending our talk. My name is Joel Winarska.
Can you hear that?
I work for Toyota Connected North America, and I'm responsible for the Flutter Relations at Toyota. Unfortunately, I am not able to attend. Hello, welcome. And thank you for attending our talk. My name is Joel Winarska. I am responsible for embedded Flutter.
Oh, there we go. We did it. Oop.
Hello, welcome, and thank you for attending our talk. My name is Joel Winarska. I work for Toyota Connected North America, and I am responsible for embedded Flutter innovations at Toyota. You may have noticed I changed the name of the talk. Unfortunately, I am not able to attend FOSDEM this year. Instead of canceling, I made the decision to share another innovation we are working on. Let me introduce Jamie Kerber, my colleague from Sweden. Jamie, take it away.
Well, thank you very much, Joel, for this wonderful introduction. With this said, let's just get into it. So, where are we today? What is the Toyota Connected state of Flutter on embedded platforms at this point in time? Well, Toyota is responsible for the development of the IVI home screen, which is the Flutter embedder for embedded targets running Linux with a Wayland interface, which is a huge part of the MetaFlutter project on Yocto Linux, which enables all kinds of embedded and automotive Linux solutions. As a real-life production use case, we have the Toyota RAV4 2026 model, which has been announced very recently, and it just so happens to be running this precise stack. So that's production grade for you. We're all very excited for some of you to try this product very soon. If not, well, perhaps next time. The downside of that solution, however, is that just like most other Flutter applications, it only supports 2D static interfaces, which kind of limits the expressibility when it comes to designing UI and UX interfaces. So we were kind of thinking, how do we want to solve this problem? And we realized that the next obvious step for digital cockpit innovation are game engines. So, sounds great, right? Just like take a big old game engine, slap it in, and see what happens, right? There's a lot of very fun use cases for it. For example, let's say that in your new product, you might want to integrate an interactive user manual, which might show, for example, how to use certain features of the vehicle on a step-by-step basis, providing very clear instructions using 3D illustrations to your users. Another one could be hardware state visualization. So let's say that you can see on your screen a 3D model of the vehicle you find yourself in, and let's say that you might want to notice whenever one of the lights is broken. With this, we would be able to pinpoint exactly which one it is, making it very easy to enable, for example, self-service scenarios, pointing the user exactly to where that light bulb is, and again, tying back to the previous step-by-step tutorial feature, how to take care of such a use case. Another one is environmental mapping. Let's say that you find yourself in a particularly tricky environment with a lot of obstacles and you want to be able to avoid them swiftly. With this, we're able to, if we have a 3D mapping available of the outside environment, project it on your screen inside, allowing you to maneuver more accurately in avoiding those obstacles. On top of that, we can enable way more natural controls for, let's say, things such as like heating or like wipers or any kind of functionality in a vehicle by providing 3D objects that look similar to their real-life counterpart, making it a way more intuitive experience to control such settings. Last but not least, there are already a number of other manufacturers on the market that do provide similar solutions. Thanks to Fluorite integrated in Flutter, we will be able to enable all of you to compete on that market by providing equal, if not even better, solutions. However, please note that all of the above is just technical speculation on my part and does not in any way whatsoever reflect the roadmap of any existing product. With this said, what would be the challenges of integrating a game engine in a Flutter application in an embedded scenario? Well, we actually tried that, and it turns out that all of the existing game engines that we tried were not adequate for this type of solution. Based on our internal investigation, the main problems with Unity and or Unreal were that they are closed source software. They require proprietary blobs to be shipped as part of the Linux distribution, which unfortunately means that we would lose on Yocto compatibility, which is a massive chunk of our use cases. Not only that, but whenever you integrate a native view of this type in a Flutter application, for every single one of them, you have to spin up a separate instance of the entire engine, which is very, very heavy on resources, and in our experiments has led to very low frame rate and poor performance. On top of that, count hefty licensing fees that might go as high as multiple millions of dollars per year. That was a bit of a non-starter, so we tried with something more promising, a real up and riser, that being Godot, an open source game engine that has lately seen quite a bit of adoption. In that case, when testing on a Raspberry Pi 5, which is one of the more groundbreaking embedded platforms, we noticed an unfortunately long startup time of 20 seconds and above. That sadly wasn't acceptable, but in further testing, we found it was also resource heavy in a similar way to Unity and Unreal, at least for our use cases. So we tried to go with something a bit closer to the Flutter core. Using the Impeller renderer and the Flutter GPU package, one should be able to integrate some sort of like 3D visualization in your Flutter app. However, we found that while it is stable on iOS, it unfortunately is unstable on Android and flat out unavailable on Linux, macOS, and Windows. So with not being able to run on Linux, that's another solution that we have found unavailable to us. And also to that, you have to count the immature API of that solution that is in constant improvement, but was just not moving fast enough for us. So what is the solution that we came up with? Let's start from the technology we already had on hand. First and foremost, we have Flutter running on embedded platforms, thanks to the IVI home screen and MetaFlutter projects. Second, we're working on a Flutter SDL3 embedder, which enables cross-platform I/O across multiple types of embedded devices and platforms, as well as operating systems. To that, add Google's Filament 3D rendering engine, which allows one to render really high-quality 3D environments using physically-based rendering and anything that entails. So how do we put those three together? We get Fluorite. Fluorite is a game engine fully integrated in Flutter because it is a package that you integrate in your existing Flutter applications, meaning that you can greatly reduce the complexity of merging a game application and a Flutter UI application, since you code both in the same language using Dart as well as any other tooling that comes with Flutter. Thanks to this, you can share code between UI and game logic. This is because Fluoride View is just another Flutter widget that you can integrate anywhere in your applications. This way, it benefits from the Flutter layout system. You can place multiple of them at the same time for multi-view scenarios. And this also means that they can share state between each other. You can have game objects and UI widgets being part of the same context, can use any of the existing Flutter solutions for state management, such as Provider, RiverPod, or Block, to talk to each other in real time. Let's go through a short showcase of features that we have already developed for Fluoride. Well, the main one is the high-performance ECS core. In order to stay within the realm of the well-known style of game engine APIs, we decided to base everything on top of our own entity component system. With this, we implemented the main core in C++, which allows us to drive really minute optimizations for low-end and embedded hardware by controlling memory and processing in a very, very tightly integrated way. However, all of this is presented to you, the developer, as a very clean and high-level Dart API, which very closely mimics the same APIs you might already know and love from other game engines such as Unity, Unreal, Godot, and many others. As a part of that, we provide a hierarchical scene graph, just like in all of those other game engines, allowing you to provide complex and nested objects in your scenes. This means that all of the knowledge and skills that you have acquired while developing for all those other game engines is 100% transferable, plus and minus some API minutia. But here in this picture, you can see a working example taken from one of the applications you're going to see later in the presentation. It showcases a simple bouncing ball. So we have an ID, we have a name for it, and we have a list of components, which might sound familiar. You have a transform with position, scale, rotation. You have a collider, you have a model, a renderable, and a behavior script with such functions as onCreate, onUpdateFrame, and similar. One feature we're particularly proud of are the model-defined touch trigger zones. This feature enables your 3D artists and your game developers to work in parallel by letting the artists define which areas of the model are clickable and for the developer to later connect that event to some sort of interaction with your application. In this case, you can see the wheel being tapped and that increasing the tire pressure. At the same time, though, you can see that there is a synchronization between the game state and the Flutter application, because you can change the sliders and that regulates the size of the various tire pressure indicators on the